This is Underground Apples.
Are y'all having a good time so far? Take a sales,
it's that time. It's Wednesday night. That's right, Wednesday night. Well, actually, it's the wee hours of the morning. If you're getting it right when it drops, it's midnight Wednesday night. And this week, well, just right before we do that, I'm just going to tell everybody: February 23rd at 21st in Germantown in the Barrel Room, we got Possum Junction Creek Band and Dakota Blankenship, the Appalachian Hippie, is going to be performing. If you didn't know this by now, we are hosting events once a month. Underground Opolis is hosting events once 21st in Germantown, usually every third Thursday. It's called the Local Ruckus. We've been having a good time, so you're going to have a good time with this. And I'm just going to go ahead and bring my guests right on. Tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hey, I'm Rob Moffin Jr., right out of here in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, if you're from around here, and Fairdale, if you're really from around here. How's it going, man? It's good to be here.
You got a band going on now, Rob Moffin Jr. Band, right?
Yes, sir.
How did that come together?
Oh, well, I've been playing for quite a while now. Been in a few different bands, and I think my rhythm section's kind of followed me for quite a few years, a little bit on and on. We went through a few drummers, and interesting, if my bass player was here to tell you a story, he tells it about every once a month at band practice. But they actually fired me in my own band. It was a band called Hollow Point.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it kind of, he'll tell it one way, and I'll tell it a different way, but I went out and started playing acoustic gigs, and then eventually I started doing it for a living and kind of doing it quite a bit. And found these two amazing guitar players and asked them, my rhythm section, I said, come on back, man, because these two dudes are awesome. We got a killer band. And it just kind of started from there. Now we got a piano player. We do have a new drummer. His name's Dave Wathan. He's been a local guy for a long time. All my guys are from the area, so they're good guys.
I may have been in a video with Dave.
Oh, you know Dave?
Yeah. I was in that video, Buckshot George video. I'm playing the Flying V bass.
That's right. Yeah, he plays with Buckshot George. That's cool. Yeah, we're supposed to. Actually, I think me and him is going to get together and maybe write a song or something. I don't know, something like that. Something that I forgot. What is Buckshot George's real name? Do you know it?
Yeah, it's Jason Smith.
Okay, Jason Smith. I've met him, but man, I'm so bad with names. But yeah, I think me and him, hey, we might hook up and do some songwriting or something. Dave's kind of quarterbacking that thing. So, you know, there's another cat named Benji Taylor, I believe, I just met. He's a cool little young cat that's coming up in the scene out here. And I told him, I said, man, let's do some writing. So there's all kinds of songwriters out here, and I'm ready to start writing some more tunes. So maybe do some co-writing around here.
Did Hollow Point play at a Battle of the Bands at Wick's Pizza?
Yes, we did. Dang, that was a long time ago. We sure did. And it pissed me off we came in second. We had a good time that night. That was a really cool, fun time. I had some good friends out there.
I realized you were part of that band. I had no idea. Yeah, it was a really good band.
That may have been our first show, actually. That may have been our first show. I can't remember, but I don't remember there being very many shows before that one. So that's a very long time ago. So, yeah. So you was there?
I remember that.
That's awesome, man. Rob, how'd you get your start, man? I don't know a whole lot about your history either, man. I see you telling jokes and stuff on your page and this and that. Are you a comedian, or how'd you get involved with all music and stuff?
No, I just moved here and started kind of fell in that cover band thing. Then now I'm playing in original bands again because I was surprised that I ended up in the cover band thing. It's like something I never did. I didn't play music for 15 or 20 years. I did in my 20s, and then I kind of let it go. And then when I moved out here to the Louisville area, I started playing again because I went to college late in life. I went to Ivy Tech. And
sweet.
Then I was looking for a Mickey Mouse class, so I signed up for music appreciation. And then I started like, man, I kind of miss playing music.
No
but
doubt.
Anyway.
I think all musicians have quit a million times, but they can't quit for too long. I was like, man, I'm tired of this shit. And then a week later, I'm like, man, I got all these crazy good ideas. Check this out. And then it never ends, you know. But
yeah.
I hear you on the cover thing. I've enjoyed covers. I really do because, you know, original music's something we put our hearts in, and we really try hard to write good stuff. And any songwriter knows just that feeling of getting people to like your stuff. But, man, it is such a good time when you're at a bar and you're playing everybody's favorite stuff and everybody's dancing and, you know, you got the crowd just rocking. It's so much fun. And so the dream is to get them rocking to your stuff. But we all know how hard that is. You know, it's a difficult challenge when you're starting out. So that's where we're at. We had a successful show at Max Hideaway this past Saturday. It was the very first time that our band did something interesting, something different. We played our first entire set. We had an opening at Felicity Burkett, and she's awesome. She's amazing. And then we did the second set, and all the songs were originals. And my bass player was, like, nervous. I was nervous, too. I was like, man, I wonder how it's going to react. And you know what? We got very good positive things. You know, we got them on the dance floor, and people were digging it. And then our last set, once we did our hour, we took a break, got back on, did nothing but Grand Slam covers, and everybody was having fun, and we had a great time. So it was a success, and we had a lot of people, and we plan on continuing to do that the rest of this year and writing more songs and hopefully doing that on an even bigger scale next year. So that's the goal.
I played that night, too, because I saw Dave Watson saying something about playing at Max Hideaway, which I don't live real far from. You know, I'm in Clarksville. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm not real far from it. It was like I was playing at 21st in Germantown that night with the Hog Brothers.
Man, I got to come check you out, man.
Did you get any video of that show by chance?
There is one video, and I am almost embarrassed to share it. But
oh, no, you got to now.
Oh, it's funny, man. It's a funny one now. I ain't kidding. It's one of our most brand-new songs. And it's a good Southern rock jam, man. I mean, we do country, Southern rock, and Americana. And
what song is it?
It's called, actually, it's so new, I don't officially have a title for it. But it's Going Back to Alabama is the one we're settling. I think we're going to settle on. And, it's jamming, man. It's got a good, just that good swagger Southern rock 70s and that, you know, kind of sound. And but we bounce around because we do traditional country music, Southern rock. I mean, my writing style, it's kind of whatever I'm in the mood for. you ain't gonna hear no R&B or no rap music out of me, but you know, I like to bounce around with Southern rock and country, and the songs that don't fit into those two categories, I just call it Americana because everybody else seems to do that. So, but yeah, so, but the video's kind of stupid, you know, it doesn't show justice to how good the show really was. It looks like sort of an empty dance floor, and there's just two people out there, and they couldn't be more of a mismatch, and they're just drunk as hell. So, I don't wanna get too far, too much into it, but you can find it, you know, it's on their page. But.
Anyway. Oh, Max Highway's page?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's on like a 30-second video or something. It's just kind of good. It's not even a good part of the song. I think I messed up some of the lyrics. But anyways, it was a good show regardless. We had a good time, good turnout, and so we're excited to perfect that show and take it more on the road this year. Instead of playing 100 times in Louisville and Southern Indiana, the goal is to move around a little bit, get a little more regional, and continue to grow this thing. Because we're doing it for fun, but I take that back. We're not doing this for fun. It just is fun, you know what I mean? But it's still a business, and I'm trying to grow it. So, you know, that's how I see it these days.
Maybe get into Bobby Mackey's the Honda Nightclub.
Oh, I'm going to write that down. What's it called, Bobby Mackey?
Yeah, Bobby Mackey, the country singer. He's got a nightclub over in either Newport or Covington. It's Cincinnati, basically, but it's the Kentucky side. And he's got a nightclub over there, and it's haunted.
Whoa, that's like, really cool.
They're supposedly not very friendly spirits either. You can find all kinds of YouTube videos and stuff about that, too, man. Ghost hunters always want to go to Bobby Mackey's. Like, I've noticed they go there, they go to the Willard Library over in Evansville. It's hot. I lived in Evansville for 9 years, but it's haunted.
And that's
I'm
crazy.
I'm not saying I necessarily believe in that, but I do kind of watch those shows.
I hear find you, them, man. It's cool. Hey, there's a cool podcast. Dang. I know, actually, he may have just passed. I'm not sure. I did hear a rumor. But he had this cool thing where they did ghost stories on it. And it's a local thing here. Actually, if this guy hears me, he's going to say, man, that dickhead couldn't remember my name.
Wake up your mind with premium organic coffee that's really, really good for you. This isn't just any regular cup of joe. Four Sigmatic's best-selling coffee enhances focus, boosts your mood, and even supports your immune system. Four Sigmatic coffee is mixed with functional mushrooms like lion's mane and chaga. These superfoods are some of the most studied, wellness-supporting supplements on the planet, now easily mixed into your daily favorites. Guaranteed delicious and loved by thousands, over a million cups served, 100,000-plus monthly subscribers, and over 30,000 five-star reviews. Try it risk-free, and if you don't love it, you get your money back. Use the code ROBUNDERGROUND to subscribe and to save 30% off your subscription. It's 20% without it. Or you can just click the link in the description, or be sure to try Four Sigmatic Natural Coffee.
Favorite show? Well, the best show we've done is the Jeffersonville River Stage. We got to open up for Easton Corbin. That was the most incredible thing I think I've ever done, because there was, you know, a couple thousand people there. We were pretty stoked about that one. And, you know, 2019, that was 2019, and we had a really high year. I mean, we came out with a bang. And we had a couple good shows, and then 2020 hit, you know, and it was like, shit. I wrote two new songs, including the new one that's coming out this Friday, Jettin'. I wrote that during COVID. I wrote two other ones that are coming out this year, and we finally just released them. We're recording three new ones this month, and so just a lot of things going on. But anyway, after that, you know, things got stagnant like it did for everybody. And so we've been building back, a couple tragedies in the band has happened and slowed us down. But you know what? We're full steam ahead now. Everybody's got their foot on the gas, and all our minds are, our heads are back in the right space. And looking forward to this year and next year, and hoping to get the ball rolling really hard this year. So, but yeah, I'd say 2019 was our best, our coolest show, and coolest show that I've ever been a part of. So, but a close second would probably be Headliners. My pops, he's in the Journey tribute band. The dude looks just like Steve Perry when he puts the wig on, and sounds like him too. And we opened up for them at Headliners. That was a really cool time. It's always cool to share the stage with my pop, so that was good.
Yeah. I thought he was a comedian.
My pop? Oh, my dad? No. My dad's been in several bands since the early 90s, and, that's why I got to be Rob Maupin Jr., because when I first started, I was like, man, we're going to get confused on social media and stuff, and I was like, well, I'll just be Junior. So that's how it ended up, you know.
The Headliner thing, that wasn't very long ago, was it?
That was back, that was Dave's first show, by the way, you know, our mutual friend here. That was his first time playing with us. And I think he had like 3 or 4 weeks to get ready, and he nailed it, came out and just nailed it. What a great drummer. He's a great drummer. All the guys in my band are just, they're top notch, you know, they really are good. Yeah, that was recently. That was March of last year.
Yeah, I'd say that wasn't real, real long ago. Because I remember, I think when he started, when he and I shared a show at Billiards, and he was starting with you.
Yeah, he ain't been with us long, man, but, you know, dude's family, he's earned it, you know, he's really put in a lot of work, and he's a good guy, for sure. Takes care of his kid, you know, and goes to work. Actually, it's funny, he works at GE. I used to work at GE, and if it weren't for me getting fired from GE, I probably wouldn't be doing music like I do. You're almost like a prison when you get in them factories. And You can't leave, man. So now, I get to do this for a living, and it's been a blast. And actually, I'm kind of doing electrician work too, which is kind of a great thing also. But to get out of that factory, I hated it, truthfully. But it's one of those things that they pay you. They pay you and they give you benefits and you get seniority and you never want to leave. So that's why it was like a prison. But, I'm back, man, and I'm happy to be back in the music scene, you know.
You told me about your favorite show. Here's the counter question. What have you ever bombed on stage? Tell me about that.
Oh, man. I'm sure there's a lot of times. Honestly, here recently, not too recently, it was more like last year sometime. There's times when you get on a roll, right? And then you think that last show is going to carry on to the next show. And I just made a judgment call or an error in judgment, and I read the crowd wrong. And sometimes you just get off. You're trying to pump them up and get everybody excited. And, you know, sometimes you got to play it cool in a different way. And, so I read the crowd wrong. I wouldn't even say I bombed it, but I kind of felt like a little, you know, you feel stupid sometimes. You're like, shoot, why'd I do that? You know, you get up the next day and you're like, you dummy, why'd you do that? But just getting off stage and kind of just trying too hard, if you will. I think that's pretty much what I'm telling you. I wouldn't say I bombed it. I don't know if I've ever bombed it. If I did, they sure didn't tell me. You know how people are. Man, you sounded good. Don't worry about it, man. You're all right. Nobody even noticed.
Tell me about Jettin', the new single.
Okay, so jetting. Like I said, 2020. I'm sitting in the living room, actually in the dining room, and kicking around. I just lost my grandmother. And I was talking to my grandfather like maybe a week before or something like that. And my grandmother meant everything to me, you know. We were very, very close. And my papa's all tore up, you know. And we're talking. He's telling me he's not ready to go, but he can't wait to get there. Talking about heaven, you know. And then he was talking about that him and Nanny used to talk about jetting through the universe when they go, you know, when they die. And so I wrote this song. It was called Jetting Through the Universe. Now I shortened it to Jetting, but that's what it's about, man. It's kind of a love story between them two. And the fact that he lost her. And so it's from his perspective. And, just the things that he told me. And, it's definitely a personal song. It's got a really cool, drum beat, that I think my good friend Rob Levins, who was our original drummer, he put in, and, some really cool guitar work, some piano stuff, it's a cool song, man, and we're looking forward to seeing what people's reaction to it, you know, and see if people dig it. You never really know, you know. You never know what's going to touch somebody's heart or if it's, you know, on to the next song. The next song I know for a fact is going to be going the Alabama song I was telling you about, and so we're going to put a lot of money behind that one and do a video, I think. Because we really believe in that one, too. That's going to be a really good song, I think. But, yeah, as far as Jetting, it comes out this Friday. And I'm super stoked. I'm hoping that it does well. So it's on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, you know, the whole list of wherever you get your music. So you can find it on Friday. And hoping people put it in the playlist, save it. You know, follow me on Spotify. Check me out on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. It'll come out on YouTube as well.
You got a Bandcamp?
I'm not sure what a Bandcamp. What is that?
It's just another music platform. It's just, you
it probably is. Upload. It probably is. When I go through CD Baby, and so I believe that's a publisher or whatever. And when I sign it and upload it and all that good stuff, it's on everything. So I guess it's probably on there too. I've never done Bandcamp though.
It's probably not on Bandcamp. Cause Bandcamp's really? Like a download only. And, you know, you actually get paid for it. If somebody likes your song, they buy it.
Interesting.
When it comes to Bandcamp. Yeah. It's on.
Like
it's
you
only
get 100%. I mean, I guess I could sell it on my website.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah,
a friend of mine,
I got a rapper friend, a couple rapper friends in the South End out here, you know. And he was telling me, his name's Jay Monkey, by the way. I don't know who you're, who do you mostly, is you got a lot of rock people on this podcast? Is there country guys, a little bit of everything, or?
I've got everything except like opera.
I dig that. Yeah. But he was saying, you know, man, screw all these people, you know, Spotify's and all that stuff, man. There's, you know, sell your stuff on your own website and make all the 100% of the money. Truthfully, it's not about the money for me. Eventually it would be about the money, but at this level, you know, you're making pennies, you know, you're not making, It's more about success and validation, I think, more than anything. Trust me, I like getting a couple little checks. It's nice, but the validation, just the connection between other people. I think that's what we do it for. Seriously, you know, when you write a song, you go, I feel this way. I wonder if somebody else feels this way. But can I touch somebody with my lyrics? You know. Did I play the right chords? Did somebody, you know, did I do something?
That is all our time we have for now.
Thank you for listening to Undergroundopolis. Remember, we do this every Wednesday night, bringing you new and exciting artists every week. Be sure to hit up their websites and social media and stream or download their music. If you like this show, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, any streaming platform, and leave us a review as well. I'm your host, Rob Lyon, signing off.